This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Gary Bauer, head of American Values. As many Americans focus on the details that they like and in many cases don't like about the Obama health care reform plan, there are other major pieces of legislation out there that should be worrisome, he says, to social conservatives, including the cap and trade bill, but also the Employee Free Choice Act, also known as Union Card Check, which he says could endanger many of the social values that Americans hold dear. And Gary, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
What most of all troubles you about this? Most of the discussion about the Employee Free Choice Act or Employee Forced Choice Act or the Union Card Check Bill, depending on what name you prefer, deals with the rights of a secret ballot for workers. That doesn't seem to focus a lot on social values. So as you dig further and further, what does this bill have to say about key social issues?
Well, you know, I grew up in a blue-collar family. My dad was a janitor, so I'm fairly familiar with and with unions. People remember that back in the 70s, the unions were not left-wing on values issues. In fact, unions opposed the radical anti-war movement in the 70s. But today, much to my surprise, when we examine what the unions are doing, we discovered that in recent years, they've been spending incredible amounts of money on radical social issues to promote abortion on demand, to form coalitions with the radical gay rights movement and fight against maintaining the normal definition of marriage. So if this card check bill or Employee Free Choice Act gets through, the one thing everybody agrees on is that it will end up increasing union membership. And that means the unions will get more dues money, and that inevitably means, by some estimates, as much as $10 billion more the radical left will have to spend on these social causes over the next 10 years.
Well, let's talk about some of these key issues now and key controversies here in the American public square. One of them, of course, is the definition of marriage. You would think that most organized labor wouldn't have a strong position on that, but as you point out right from the top on your report on this piece of legislation, they've been very active in opposing defending the traditional definition of marriage. Why?
You know, it's the answer to your question of why is, I think, the key question here. I suspect it's nothing more than that the left in this country, whether it's the labor left, the environmental left, the gay rights movement, the pro-abortion movement, et cetera, they've all decided that they're going to rise or fall together. And because of that, they're willing to do things often out of step with their own membership. I have no doubt, since I grew up with blue-collar workers, that the average working-class family in this country does not want to change the definition of marriage. And I think most union workers would be shocked if they knew that their union dues, for example, went out in California to support the efforts of the gay rights community to overturn the protections in that state that kept marriage between one man and one woman. So on issue after issue, when we looked into it, union money going to support pro-abortion marches, union money going to undermine school vouchers, there was just one issue after another where it was clear that the dues of these hardworking Americans was being used in ways that I'm sure they would be astonished by.
So you're saying there's not even a pretense anymore of doing these things for the benefit of their members. It's just that they're ideologically to the far left, and so that's what they support.
Exactly. Ideology is driving this. It's a disturbing development because the left is already much more funded than conservatives are. But nonetheless, we've got to admit what the reality is. The AFL-CIO was putting on a conference about a week or so ago, and they actually had an agenda item, a panel discussion about how the card check legislation would be a stake through the heart of the pro-family movement and of social conservatives. After several people drew attention to that panel, it was taken off their website. But it was just another example of the fact that they know exactly what they're doing. They're attempting to mass resources on the left in every one of these organizations so that it's almost impossible for conservatives to regain a political majority.
the one area that you address in this report, Gary, that you would imagine that the unions would get involved in is education. And you mentioned school vouchers and school choice. Obviously, the teachers' unions are pretty powerful in this country, so you can see how they might have a stake in that. But explain how that is an assault, in your opinion, on traditional values as well.
Well, as parents find themselves more and more uncomfortable with some of the material, the values material in public schools, usually related to how we teach young kids about love and sex and so forth, they often will seek other opportunities and options for their kids. It might be homeschooling. It could be a charter school, perhaps a religious-based school, et cetera. Vouchers and tuition tax credits historically have been the way that either state governments, local governments, or on occasion the federal government has tried to increase the choice of parents if they want to have a different educational option for their kids. But, of course, the big unions, the teacher unions, the National Education Association, and even some other unions now, are throwing tens of millions of dollars into state legislative races, into ad campaigns to undermine or destroy the idea of parental choice when it comes to where your kid goes to school.
We're talking with Gary Bauer of American Values. And Gary, it seemed as though a few months ago this legislation was on somewhat of a fast track. Now it's obviously been pushed back in favor of these bigger pieces of legislation that's getting all the attention right now. But where does it stand in terms of support in the House and Senate? Is this card check bill likely to be approved? Can it survive a filibuster attempt and so forth?
You know, we've been trying to monitor this, and one of the real disadvantages that our side has right now is that the left has such overwhelming majorities in the House and Senate that they get to decide the agenda. They can bring something up with just a couple of hours' notice. It's been very hard to get information about what's happening, but apparently behind the scenes, they're tweaking the bill, making little changes here and there in order to pick up an additional Democratic senator that may represent a conservative state or a House member that might be in a more moderate district. And I think what we face is that sometime this summer or early fall, while the headlines are all focused on health care reform or many of the other issues being pushed by the administration, this pro-union legislation may end up coming up with just a few hours' notice and get ramrod through Congress or get added on a must-sign piece of legislation, a defense bill, some other bill that you wouldn't expect it to be on, all part of this effort to tilt the political atmosphere in the country that, again, it makes it very hard for conservatives to recover down the road.
And, of course, as we've pointed out, the threats to the family and these different issues aren't specifically contained within the bill, so these members need to educate themselves in a hurry if they're just looking at the bill itself, correct?
Absolutely.
So, Gary, before we let you go, where can folks learn more about your concerns and what they should know about this bill if, in fact, it passes?
They can go to our website, which is ouramericanvalues.org.
Very good. Ouramericanvalues.org. Gary, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be with you.
Gary Bauer is president of American Values. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.